السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. From the time we have come into this world, we are on safar. Our safar and our journey does not end. First of all, it was alam-e arwah, the world of the souls, where Allah Ta'ala questioned the souls, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer? So at that time, everyone said, indeed, bala, indeed you are our sustainer, because there were no shops, there were no professions, there was no farming. There was nothing of the material kind. Before every soul was the azmat and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that He is the sustainer. So therefore all said, you are the sustainer. After that, in this world, Allah Ta'ala creates means. And He sustains us through means. But that does not mean that the means are now sustaining us. It's still Allah Ta'ala that is sustaining. But when we come here, then we forget that it is Allah Ta'ala that is sustaining. Nevertheless, so first it was alam-e arwah, that ruh and soul was created, finished. After that, there's no end to that ruh. That ruh and soul, after it's created, there's no end to it. From there, it comes into the back of the father, then into the mother's stomach. The child is sustained there. Thereafter, you come into this world. Then in this stomach of this world, again, we stay for so long. That same ruh and that same soul. Then the person goes into the qabr, stomach of the qabr. There again, that same soul and the same ruh. In fact, the azab of qabr is generally felt by the soul. The body sometimes disintegrates, finish. If a person is burnt to ash, then finish, where is there a body there? Azab of qabr is on that soul. And if it is enjoyment, then it is also the soul that is enjoying. Like the person in the dream, sometimes is enjoying the dream, sometimes is getting very scary dreams, nightmare. So that soul after that in the qabr. Then on the day of Qiyamah, in the Hashar, again that same soul. Then the person will cross Pul Sirat, the same soul. It will take different shapes and forms. And then going into Jannat, it is again the same soul. So there's no end to this journey of the soul. So like that, in this world also, we are always on a journey. If we are sitting, then too we are traveling. If a person is sitting and relaxing, then even if he is Mr. Singh, but he is traveling, he is still traveling. Because time is passing by, so the person is traveling. If he is running, then too he is traveling. If he is flying, then too he is traveling. Whatever it is, this journey of life is moving on and on and on. Every second that's ticking by is the journey of life that is moving on. Therefore, I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago before I left here, I said, get all the superpowers of the world, so-called superpowers. Tell them, bring all their might, military might, all their naval force, navy, their military, air force, their soldiers on foot, all the ammunition, the missiles, the bombs and everything, the gunships and helicopters, bring everything. And not only one country, all the countries of the world form one powerful force and tell them to arrest, not all time, just 1 second of time, just arrest it and say that we don't want this 1 second to pass by. We don't want it to escape. They always talk about catching the people who are trying to escape. So here we say we don't want this second to escape, catch it. Not 1 hour, not 1 year, not 100 years, we're talking about 1 second. No superpower can arrest that 1 second. It'll move on. It'll keep moving on. The person will reach closer and closer, he will be going to his power. So this journey continues. Now in this journey, Allah Ta'ala only knows where our risk muqaddar has been spread. Somebody's risk and sustenance is in South Africa, he will stay here and eat it. Somebody's is in China, so then some thing will come up, some urgent matter. He has to undertake the trip to go and do some buying there or go and see some suppliers there. And you will hear that this person went away. 4 or 5 days he was gone, came back from China. So his risk was there, so he took him there. We were sitting in New York and some fish came. So the person said that this fish is coming from Bangladesh. Now you go all the way to New York to eat a fish from Bangladesh. In Medina Sharif, a person comes and gives me a mango. And he says that this mango was sent by my family from India to London. And then when we were coming from London, we brought these mangoes because they are very delicious mangoes. So now Allah Ta'ala took us from here. He comes from London, brings the mangoes of India and we eat it there. Wow. Examples like this, there are so many that I have given already to you all. So like that, wherever that risk is muqaddar, no matter how much we say we are not going to go and eat it there, Allah Ta'ala will take us there and we will eat it there. In fact, many a times we take the food from South Africa and we go and eat it there. People when they're traveling from here, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, India, Pakistan, anywhere, how much of food they take with, whether it is Swiss chocolates, whether it is samosas, bhajiyas, or whether it is chicken or anything else, you are taking from South Africa, traveling thousands of kilometers, then you go and eat it there. I'll give one more example and conclude that part of it. My mind is going in that direction, but I don't want to go in that direction. But there must be some khair in it, that once we were climbing the Mount Nur, Jabal-e-Nur we were climbing. So there was one person ahead of us, and he had on his back that whole bag with Coca-Cola or some other soft drinks, some biscuits and some other things. He was carrying it on his back, that heavy weight, and he was going right up. So he reached right on top there. And after a little while, we also arrived right on top. Once you arrive there, you're thirsty. So you will buy some water, you will buy some drink, you'll cold drink, soft drink, something you'll buy and drink some juice. So we went and purchased it right on top of Jabal-e-Nur. Now we won't even take lessons from this. Now look at this person. He could have stood at the bottom of the mountain. Then too, he would have still had customers to buy whatever he was selling. Thousands of people are passing by there. He would have stood there at the bottom of the mountain, then too somebody would have purchased whatever he had in that bag. How much can he carry in the bag? Few customers would have purchased it and it was over. But Allah Ta'ala put into his head that you climb this mountain, go right from top there. Some people will come from South Africa, some people will come from Japan, from England, America, and they will come right on top here and your risk is here. Allah Ta'ala is the provider. So he is going to sell us there and we are going to eat it there. So that is why these trips, it is not in our planning. Honestly, I don't sit and plan it. It just happens. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazal that he takes and he brings. As to how we go and how we come, does anybody go on the airport and ask every passenger, how did you go? How did you come? Where did you bring the money from? How much did you spend there? Does anybody ask? Plane loads of people are going every day. Nobody asks them. So alhamdulillah, it's not zakat, sadqah, fitrah. That you can rest assured. And neither is it stretching hands in front of anybody. Allah Ta'ala's fazal. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan. Today's majlis is going to be like this. Conglomeration of disjointed facts. You must have heard that when I wrote one essay in my school, standard 9, so the teacher's comments were very beautiful. He said, your essay is a conglomeration of disjointed facts. So because Maulana is here, who is an expert on Hajj Masail, Maulana ek baat us waq zehen mein aayi. Whilst I was sitting there in the Riyazul Jannah, now in Riyazul Jannah, where the green gate is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak feet, how many times it walked from his house to the Riyazul Jannah, to the Mimbar and Mihrab. That was the area. As soon as the door used to open, used to be in the masjid. That was Aisha radiallahu ta'ala in her house. As we have to discuss that, it takes a long time. But just picture that we are sitting right there where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to emerge from his house and used to come right into the masjid. And we just there, meter away from his resting place. Now what kind of noor must be there when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the congregation used to just wait. They should just wait, look at the door there. As soon as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's curtain opens and he comes inside, what kind of noor must have been walking into the masjid. And the mubarak feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam up and down there. Then his bed when he used to make i'tikaf used to be placed right there. Right there it used to be placed. But so now imagine what kind of noor there must be there. But something that came into my mind at that moment while sitting there and watching the people passing through in that passage is something every haji and every person that goes there, if he sits there or walks there or reads salat and salam with that imagination, inshallah the kafiyat will be very, very different. I can tell you that you will become overwhelmed. And that is that passage that's there. It's not 1 mile long. It's not 100 meter wide. What a small passage. And when the people have finished their salat, 1 million people want to come around and make salat and salam. They all come around like that, and in that small passage, just move it up. They say, carry on, carry on, carry on when it's crowded. That's what happens. You just keep on. They come from that door and come out from this door. Just as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before you can even finish that, the cops will tell you, carry on, move it, because there's such a crowd behind you. Of course, after that, during the quieter times, then you can stand and read salat and salam with ease. But what I am getting across to you is that passage is not very wide. Now, those days, there was no wall there. But that is exactly the place around there, how many times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his own lifetime walked there. Now they've got the wall, so through that passage, but before that, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Ali Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala, the Khulafai Rashideen, the hundreds and thousands of times that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in went through that same passage, stood by the Rawza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and with great respect said, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. How many sahabas? It's not that 124,000 were in Arafat, so that is only one time they read salat and salam. While they were living in Madinah Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, after he passed away also, those that came from Makkah Sharif, those that were living in Madinah Sharif, those who came from the outside and accepted Islam, how many times, sometimes Fajr, sometimes Isha, sometimes Zuhr, sometimes late night, sometimes early morning, they're reading As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, those companions going past. Then came the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the great, great Mashayikh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, Bayezid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, Khaja Muhyiddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, Alauddin Sabir Kalyari Rahmatullah Ali, Salim Shisti Rahmatullah, all of them made Hajj. Take all these great, great awliya-i siddiqeen, the mashayikh, the muhaddisin, the mufassirin. You can go on and on and on. Then come to our times. All our great, great akabir and great, great mashayikh, Haji Indadullah Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all the great, great muhaddisin, mufassirin, Shah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, and we can carry on like that. Arif Gullah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Mohd, Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, and so many others. Same passage, exactly the same passage, they stood at the Rawza Mubarak. And then millions and millions of Muslims over the years, same passage. Not that they went right far, 1 mile out, and then gave salat and salam. They made sure that somehow they got an opportunity to go through there, even if it was 1 second, but they went through there. Now the feet of how many millions of great, great mashayikh, awliyas, sahaba ikram, tabi'in, we walk with our dirty hearts and our dirty feet exactly on the same piece of ground. Same piece of ground. But with great hope and umid, we make a lot of istighfar and tawbah, and then we present ourselves And then we say, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make shafaat for us. So what kind of nur they must be with all these people that went past? Now if after that we still say nothing came into the heart, when we come back, still the person that was womanizing carries on womanizing, the person that was casting lustful glances continues with that, the person who has all the videos and movies and TVs and everything in his house, and after watching the Rosa Mubarak many, many times and presenting Salat and Salam, now again he's still engaged in the same viewing of all that haram and all that filth and all the porn sites. Is it appropriate? Is it befitting? Because we get so many letters of people saying, came back from Hajj and we're back to square one. So there's something seriously wrong there. It means we haven't made sincere tawbah. Otherwise, what opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given? Again, many of you may not have heard, as I said, it's conglomeration. I said that somebody asked me a question. He says, Molna, how many people, they go over and over and over, and yet they do the same things again. When they go and come back, they do the same thing. They haven't changed their lifestyles. They haven't changed their lifestyles one bit, but yet after 6 months you see them going, 3 months you see them going, next year Hajj again, Umrah again. Then how does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them another opportunity? Because yet we say that if Allah Ta'ala is not pleased, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not pleased, then they won't get another opportunity. So Allah Ta'ala put that answer into my mind, which I enjoyed myself. It was, otherwise it was a very difficult question to answer. Allah Ta'ala with his fazal put that answer. I asked him, I said, because he's a professional person, I said, look, in our schools, in our colleges, in our universities, students write examinations. After they've written the examinations, many a times a student fails his examination. He fails one or two papers in the matric, he fails it in medicine, or he fails in some other subject. Now there, they say, we give you one more opportunity in March, we give you one more opportunity in May, we give you one more opportunity in September to write the paper again. So I ask you a simple question. This opportunity which is being given to him to write the paper again is because he passed the paper or failed the paper? This opportunity which is being given to him is because he passed or he failed? He said, obviously he failed. I said, well, he's been given another opportunity so that he may pass. But insan is insan. How many opportunities will insan give? Human beings, how many opportunities they'll give? Even if it's a father, many a time he says, I told you once, I told you twice, I told you 10 times, now get out from here. So human beings will give one opportunity in March or May or July. But Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmatul lil alameen. This banda of Allah Ta'ala says, as if Allah Ta'ala says that this banda of mine, he had muhabbat. He came here with some muhabbat. If he didn't have muhabbat, he wouldn't have come. But just that, there was some load shedding in his muhabbat. Wow. If a person doesn't have his beard, and he's standing at the Rosa Mubarak, but with great muhabbat is reading Salat and Salam, and he says, I've got the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in my heart. We'll say, indeed, you got muhabbat, but it's a little bit like the load shedding in our country. It was too much at one time. Then it goes dark, and then suddenly light comes on again. So like that, there's a bit of load shedding, as Hazrat says. So the thing is, I said, the person is being given another opportunity because he failed. So Allah Ta'ala gives him not one, sometimes 10, sometimes 20, sometimes 30, that you came 10 times but you didn't do the right thing. Now I'm giving you another chance in life, another chance in life. But the person must then not feel complacent and think that my Allah is very pleased with me, therefore he's giving me this over and over opportunity, and therefore now I'm quite successful and there is nothing to worry about, because this is an opportunity so that we may pass, because we have failed. And Allah Wala's, if Allah Ta'ala gives them repeated opportunities, then it is like though that student who passed with distinction, they give him award. Then after that, he takes up some other profession or subject or something like that. He writes the BCom, or he does accounting, he does medicine, he does something. Now he passes, they give him another award. Then he does specialization in some field, they give him another award. Then he does some humanitarian services, they give him another award. So like how the people here get award upon award upon award. So like that, those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with and He gives them an opportunity over and over, it is as if Allah ta'ala is giving them award upon award upon award until their qurb and closeness with Allah ta'ala comes so much and the tajalli of Allah ta'ala rubs so much on their hearts that we do not know how many thousands of people then change their lives in the company of such kind of people. Like our Arif Billah, my Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Timur, Dr. Sa'adamat Barakatum, people are coming from around the globe for what? He's not giving bayans anymore. He's gone old, he's in the 85, 87. There's no bayans now. So if the person was ashik of bayan, then he's not going to even bother after that. But here now it is the heart. When we were little children, there was a shoemaker that used to sit outside of my father's shop, the shoemaker. We were little children, we used to go there. He had a piece of magnet on which he used to have the nails all. And then he should pull the small nail from there and knock on the shoe from the magnet. So if some nail falls around here, then he'll move it, the magnet like that, it'll pick up the nails. So whilst we're sitting there watching the Kaaba Sharif, I said, look, if this Kaabatullah Sharif had been a magnet, how much of metal it would have drawn, how much of steel, how much of iron it would have pulled? 1 ton, 10 ton, 20 ton, 100 tons, how much? Finish. But yet this is just stones. It's not magnet that pulls steel. But look at this stone, what kind of magnet it is that is pulling the hearts of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Kaha meri qismat tawafe haram, jis zami par chale te nabi ke qadam. Kaha meri qismat tawafe haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, jisse chipke the kul seena e anbiya, mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam. All the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So it pulled the hearts of the anbiya, it pulled the heart of sayyidul anbiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tajdar e madina ahmad e mujtaba, جمیلوں میں اجمل شریفوں میں اشرف کاملوں میں اکمل اجدار مدینہ احمد مجتبی محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. How many times he made tawaf at the same holy Kaaba Sharif. Then it pulled the hearts of the sahaba kiram, awliya, tabi'in, tabi'in, as I explained about the Rauza Mubarak. So what kind of stones are these that's pulling hearts? So it is not the stone. It is the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which is in that stones. 24 hours there's a tajalli. So this shoemaker used to do that with that magnet. So I explained to them, I said, this magnet here, just like there with that magnet, now if you take a blade, knife blade, and rub it on that magnet for a little while, and then put it over pins and needles, and see that blade of the knife will pick up those pins and needles. Yet you just rubbed it for a little while on that magnet. But if you go on rubbing and rubbing and rubbing that blade of the knife on that magnet, believe me, after some time that knife itself will become magnetized. And it will start pulling. The more magnetized, the more it will pull. So like that, the tajalli of the Kaaba Sharif, it is that magnet. And one tajalli is in the heart of the mu'min with his kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that tajalli of the Kaaba Sharif is pulling this heart of the mu'min towards. Now it's just that somebody's heart does not have that kind of quantity or that kind of strength in that iman. But it is that same tajalli that is pulling. So now the more we will rub with the Kaaba Sharif, meaning the more we will make ita'at of Allah Ta'ala, the more with sincerity and ikhlas we will make amal on the teachings of Islam and Sharia and Quran and Sunnah, and ita'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and ittiba, the more our hearts will get rubbed with that, and then the hearts will then also become magnetized like the hearts of the awliya e siddiqeen. One person wrote, Professor Arnold Toynbee, he wrote in that book of his preaching of Islam, he said that one thing I saw very strange in India, that a person is lying down in his grave, but he is ruling over millions of people. So they asked him, what do you mean? He said, Khaja Mohiuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Alayh is lying down there in Ajmer, but look at the hearts of the people that he is ruling over. They call him Sultanul Hind. without crown, but he is Sultan of Hind. And here these people have got all crowns, but nobody really appreciates or really respects. It is only in front of them they respect, and after that they swear and curse. It is by election that they win. Election. And these awliya siddiqeen, they are by selection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Selection of Allah. They don't have to stand for election. They rule over hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us some taste of this. A little taste of it. Then see what the person will throw away all those sour mangoes if he gets the taste of a sweet, delicious mango. Then why must he take the sour mango? So all these discos and cinemas and theatres and pretty faces, illicit belovers, porn sites, all the filth that our youth and our elders and men and women and boys and girls chit chat, this line and that line and all kinds of nets that they are trapped in. It is because they believe that we are getting some kind of enjoyment in it. Enjoyment, enjoyment. But after it is too late, then they realize it was not enjoyment, it was destruction, destruction, destruction. So if we only get a little bit of taste of the sweetness of Iman and Qurb and Marifat of Allah Ta'ala, then we'll throw away all these other things. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah that large tawfiq of amal. There's so much that's flooding my mind this very moment, but I've just come back today and it's a long journey, whole night with the airports and all those things. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, and as I always say, that it is the muhabbat in your heart and your love for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that pulls and gives the strength. So from Ham Madine, so Allah kyun aa gaye, I'm just going to take one or two tanzas and then we'll read siwaye there. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہی رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جا وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی واللہ why did you ever come back from Madina Sharif? The tranquility of the heart remained behind. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جا وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام وہ صلات سکون آفری رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ، ود یور فضل، ود یور کائنڈنس، ود یور احسان، ود یور فیور، بلیس اس ود دا بیسٹ آف بوتھ ورلڈز، دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا ہیئر آفٹر. We know that we are deserving of your anger, of your wrath. But my beloved Allah, you love forgiveness of sins. So therefore give us aman, give us salvation, give us najat. You dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ 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 إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں, ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں, اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. او ما بلبل الله ما رحيم الله ما كريم الله most forgiving الله most compassionate most merciful most beneficent الله. اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او ما بلبل الله you dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. اے رب کریم accept our tawaf و زیارت و عبادت. اے رب کریم you took with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, and you brought back with your fazl and ihsan. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are seeking forgiveness of all our sins, major and minor. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. We are fooling ourselves if we think that no one is watching us. When in the privacy of our rooms or privacy of hotel rooms or anywhere else, when we engage in watching porn sites, in adultery, in fornication, or popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram, my beloved Allah, we are fooling ourselves if we think no one is watching. You who have given billions of people sight, how can you be blind to our actions? Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are expressing great regret and remorse over the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are tired ourselves, my beloved Allah. Hum khud guna kar karke thak gaye. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we found no peace, no happiness, no tranquility, no sukoon in sins. The more we engaged in sins, the more restlessness it brought into our lives. The more filth we watched, the more restlessness it brought into our lives. My beloved Allah, tonight we seek forgiveness from all sins that we have committed, major or minor. My beloved Allah, we pledge not to return to those sins. Give us himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu be teri pada. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. My Allah, we acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones, but where do we go? Which are the door is there for us that we can tap? Which are the home is there where we can beg? We have come to your door with great hope, with great ummeed, for you love forgiveness, my Allah. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeed karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeed karam aaya. We are your slaves, my Allah. We are your slaves. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ab to maaf farma. Ab to maaf farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with shifa from all our sicknesses, ailments, physical and spiritual. My beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sickness, ailments, poverty, diseases, destruction, loss of property, loss of health can be a blessing in disguise. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours, even if it is in the form of rahmat. Change it to the rahmat of good health. Change it to the rahmat of halal wealth in abundance. Change it to the rahmat of strength and happiness. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. Our hearts are in your control. Change the direction of our lives. How long are we going to follow the footsteps of nafs and shaitan? When are we going to follow the footsteps of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah. 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 Mere pyare Allah. How beloved you are. How loving you are. How compassionate you are. How merciful you are. How kind you are. How generous you are. How tolerant and forgiving you are. Hey Rabbi Kareem, don't turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives everything that's bringing such corruption. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children pious, righteous, obedient to you, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the parents. My beloved Allah, give the parents the himmat and courage and tawfiq to bring up the children in the proper Islamic manner. Hey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hey Rabbi Kareem, ummat ka ikhtilaf, ummat ka iftiraq, the disputes, the arguments, the fights, the wars, the battles between the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have increased to such levels that what kind of pain it must be causing to the very sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humne ummat ke tukde tukde kar diye. Ey Rabbe Kareem, ummat ke andar ittihad aur ittifaq karna. Unko ek bana de aur nek bana de. The fitnas have spread so wide that even in the Haram Sharif, right by the Rauza Mubarak, filthy music can be heard, Hollywood, Bollywood, on the cell phones. Ah, my Allah, in the hotel rooms, movies watched on the TV screens. Music all over the shop. What kind of pain must be causing to that Nabi who sacrificed so much for us. 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized until the time comes when he and his companions have to chew leaves of trees for survival. Stowed in Taif, his shoe Mubarak becomes filled with his Mubarak blood. In the Haram Sharif, he is beaten up. He falls down unconscious. His companion Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu falls down unconscious. In Uhud, his teeth shatter. Pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. In Khandaq, one Sahabi shows one stone tied to his belly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows 2 stones tied due to hunger. How he must have witnessed the body of his beloved uncle, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, whose nose was cut, ears were cut, liver and heart removed. Hey Rabbi Kareem, he stands whole night in prayers sometimes. And how much he cried in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. That masoom, sinless Nabi extends his Mubarak hands and keeps them extended from Zohar till Maghrib. And this is the appreciation we have shown. Neglect of namazas in our lives. Roza, zakat, hajj, stealing, gambling, fornication, adultery, watching filth. Hey Rabbi Kareem, no haya, no shame, no modesty. Aaj raat hame badalne ka faisla kar de. Faisla kar de, make a decision of change for us tonight, my Allah. My beloved Allah, make a decision of change for us tonight. Ey Rabbi Kareem, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Jo ijtima hone wala hai, usko qubool kar le. Aasan kar de. Ey Rabbi Kareem, haasideen ke hasad se hifazat farma. Zyada se zyada logo ko tere raah mein nikal kar qurbaniyan pesh karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Hum sab ko apne mukammal islah ki taufeeq ata farma. Khanqah, masajid, madaris qubool farma. O my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, watching some filth, or in any kind of haram action. What kind of death that will be if a person has to die whilst committing adultery or fornication or watching some filth? Ay Rabbi Kareem, save us from embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation. Save our families from that embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation. Save the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from humiliation and disgrace. And save my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon him on the day of Qiyamah in the presence of the billions of ummatis, my beloved Allah, because of our sins. جب ہمارے مرنے کا وقت آئے تو ٹیک اس ٹو مدینہ طیبہ. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. If it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be this day that you are pleased with us, let it be the best day of our life, because it's going to be wisal with you, my Allah. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and everyone who have gathered here, my beloved Allah, and with such patience they have been listening. Ya Allah, with such tamanna, deep-hearted desires, deep-hearted umeed and expectation, my beloved Allah, they raise their hands before you. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, difficulties, hardships and problems. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in these very, very trying times in Palestine, Pakistan, Kashmir, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, قبول کر لے. اے رب کریم قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے, جیسے بھی ہے قبول کر لے, جیسے بھی ہے گندے ہے ناپاک ہے قبول کر لو, اپنے فضل سے قبول کر لو. وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقه سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وآلہ وصحابہ اجمعین برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.